There is renewed debate over an age-old question. Are we using escalators most efficiently by standing on the right and walking on the left? Would it be better for people to board two by two and all stand? Joining us now is Lee Gray, a professor of architectural history at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. And Lee, would it be fair to say that in addition to your title at UNC, you're also an escalator nerd?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. And why? What fascinates you about them?
Well, my academic area of specialization is history of vertical transportation. So I spend a lot of time thinking about elevators, escalators, riding them when I can, looking at them, and observing how other people use them.
So one way that people use them, and this is well known across the world, is that you stand on one side, usually the right, and you walk up the left of the escalator. But in fact, there was a story recently that you should stand two abreast, so one person right next to the other. That's the most efficient way to use an escalator. Is that your view?
Well, the study was very interesting because it was conducted as in the London Underground, their subway system, and the aim was to reduce congestion as people exited trains. And while they proved that, I think reasonably conclusively, that when people did that, the congestion was less, but there's still the factor that it forced people who are accustomed to walking more quickly, perhaps on the left, to standing still. And there was some controversy about that.
Well, and why would anybody do that? It seems like it would be not efficient for you as an individual escalator user. It would only be good for everyone.
Well, that's exactly the point. You know, it's one of these sort of greater good, perhaps, versus the individual.
What do you do when you get on an escalator?
I always stand on the right because I like to people watch, and I also like to look at the installation to get an idea of, you know, the escalator I'm riding on. Sometimes they're really boring and sometimes they're very interesting.
So you obviously pay a lot of attention to escalators, and your fascination led you to dig into their history. What did you learn about how escalators came about?
Well, escalators were originally developed for how many of us use them now. They were developed for mass transit systems originally in New York to get passengers up to the elevated train station. And then they very quickly were adopted in subway systems that were developed in the early part of the 20th century. And a secondary use, but also proved to be very popular, was in department stores, which were emerging 1890s, early 20th century. And there they both helped move customers more easily from floor to floor. But they also had a secondary use in department stores in that you now had standing passengers who would look around, and they would often position merchandise strategically so that shoppers could observe it.
While you're riding on the escalator.
Right.
Are escalators different today than they were then? It seems like as long as I've been alive, they've been about the same.
Very, very few changes that the average person would see. The makeup of the stairs you stand on has changed. There are now new types of plastic that are being used in some settings. The machinery is sort of fine-tuned. They're much, much safer, for instance, than they were 100 years ago. But for all intents and purposes, the basic technology has not changed for over 100 years.
And we don't see that many escalators outside, but there are some famous cases of escalators that are outside. In Hong Kong, there are escalators outdoors, but they do have a little roof over the top of them. And in Las Vegas, and I know you've been on them in Las Vegas, there are some outdoor escalators. Can they survive in the rain like that, or do they have to be shut down when that happens?
For escalators that are designed to be outside, certainly they take a lot more wear and tear, and I'm certain require a lot more maintenance than an escalator inside. That's probably the biggest difference, is maintaining them is much more intensive.
How dangerous are escalators? I always think, you know, if you drop something on an escalator, don't reach down and pick it up because your finger could get caught in there. But what about the dangers?
Well, by and large, escalators are very, very safe. They are, if we think vertical transportation, they are more dangerous than an elevator, only in that there are more moving parts. And it's this sort of massive machine that, while it is made as precisely as it possibly can be to eliminate accidents. Yes, you can, if you were careless or not careful, get a finger caught or something like that. So, I mean, that's why, and it goes back to the walking issue. You know, the best recommendation is stand, hold the railing, ride the escalator, get on and off very carefully, and, you know, 99.9% of the time, you'd be fine.
And get on and off very carefully is important because the speed of an escalator is actually very carefully calculated because people will be too scared to get on it if it's going too quickly.
Right. The average speed of an escalator is about 1 to 2 feet per second, 90 to 120 feet per minute, which in theory is average walking speed. So the average person, if they step on at their normal walking pace, should not have any trouble exiting or entering. And what I think is interesting about it is this has always been a part of the American psyche. We like to go fast. The pace of business is fast. And while the escalator is convenient, anything to get me there faster is a good thing.
Hmm. So you've been on some pretty crazy escalators, including a curved one. What did you find there?
Well, the only curving escalators I've had the pleasure of riding were in Las Vegas at the shops at Caesars. And those were fun simply because they go around about a three-quarter curve. And it's a very different experience. And those are – the curving escalators are only about 20 to 25 years old. And it took almost 80 years to develop them because if you think about the technology of a straight escalator, that's difficult enough. But when it's going around a curve and the steps have to go up and down and return, it becomes very complicated. They're almost like an amusement ride kind of feeling. And in fact, the very first escalator, what we would think of today as a proof of concept model, was installed at Coney Island in New York as an amusement ride.
Hmm. But most people don't view them that way anymore.
No, no. It's this utilitarian device that means I don't have to climb the stairs.
Right, exactly. And there is one that you were on, I know, in Macy's in New York that has its original wooden steps.
Yes. Originally, all escalators had wooden steps. And as far as I know, there's only one left in the United States, and it's in Macy's in New York City. And it's the very top escalator in the building, and it still has its original wooden balustrades on either side. And for, as you said earlier, escalator nerds like me, one of the joys of this escalator is the sound it makes as it operates because of the wooden steps. It has this sort of wonderful mechanical sound to it that is unique and really quite wonderful.
How long is too long for an escalator, do you think?
Well, there are some very long escalators. The longest escalator in the United States is in one of the D.C. metro stations.
Right. It's the Wheaton, Maryland stop, I think. That
exactly
goes very
right. It's
long.
230 feet long, and it has a vertical rise of about 115 feet. So, you know, if we think about the normal speed, that's about a that's almost a three-minute ride if you're standing still.
Right. Do you think that's too long?
Well,
for one escalator? Because you could also break it up and have you go down one and then have a platform and then go down another.
That's a really good question. I don't know. I mean, given the depth of the subway station, the choice really is to either have very, very, very large elevators that can carry 100, 125 people to get people in and out of the station or to use an escalator. The escalator's probably cheaper. And the advantage is for passengers, if we think escalators over elevators, the escalator's always there and it's always running.
Well, it's always running until it doesn't work one day and then you got to walk up that entire distance.
Well, that's true. That's very true. And when that happens, it's not a happy thing.
That's Lee Gray, a professor of architectural history at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, talking with us about escalators. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
And by the way, one of the worst things you can do on an escalator is drop a bag of screws into it. They are very hard to find and take out. You're listening to Here and Now.